Welcome to the podcast of Snoozy Lose. This is a podcast about strange, weird, wacky, gross, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. Some really fucked up shit. I'm your host, Carl. And I'm back after a long hiatus once again. Yep, that's me. No, I wasn't in rehab. No, I wasn't in prison. And no, I wasn't at the nut house, or known as the crazy place. Or sorry, the psych ward. For people that are crazy or have mental issues, which, yeah, some of those may be listening to this show, but I support you, bud. So, yeah, no, I was gone for a long time once again, but I'm back with more news stories, and I wanted to tell you about something fucked up that happened to me not that long ago. Well, not to me, but something I had witnessed. So, I'm basically driving in my car, driving down this road. It wasn't really a main road. I mean, it was paved. There wasn't much traffic on it at the time, that time of day. I see a guy pass me on a Harley motorcycle. He was like an older gentleman, maybe 50s, 60s or something like that. I remember looking at him. I don't remember exactly why. Maybe I saw that he was distressed. Maybe I saw he was going too fast. I'm not quite sure, but because when I looked in my rearview mirror, the bike started to like shake violently. Like, it was like, whoa, and then he threw himself off it, and then the bike rolled. All I see is this dust and debris as I'm driving, looking in my rearview mirror, like, holy shit. It's like, did that even really happen? And I was like, yeah, it did. So I pull off to the side of the road, so I'm like, well, I better go back there. My first reaction was like, holy shit, man. Why are you driving like that? So yeah, maybe he was going fast. I just really can't remember, because after what I saw, I don't know, I guess my mind just kind of went blank or something, but... my first reaction was, man, what the fuck, right? Why don't you ride your bike a little more careful? I mean, I didn't know what happened, if it was a medical issue or if he hit something. I really, you know, I really had no clue. I turn around, I stop my car on the road because I see him laying there. He's laying there on his back. Now there were other people too that had witnessed it. He actually landed in the parking lot of like an apartment complex. So yeah, you could see the bike was still on the road. Of course, it was damaged. Like, I couldn't believe how violently he shook off like that. He didn't hit, nothing hit him or anything. But yeah, he was basically laying on his back. Someone called 911, said, don't move him. Like, yeah, no shit. Most people know that. Don't move him in case there's a spinal or neck injury or something. You can make it a lot worse. So yeah, he was breathing heavy. Nobody really administered CPR or anything, but he seemed to be breathing all right. Then eventually the ambulance came, stuck one of those tubes down his throat to help him breathe more. And then we just kind of left. But yeah, that was weird. I personally don't know why people drive motorcycles in the city. I know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Maybe it's not so bad for some people. Maybe they've done it a long time and been okay. But there seems to be a lot of motorcycle accidents out there for whatever reason. And yeah, you're not really protected by anything. You're pretty much fucked when you hit the ground. So yeah, it's not something I really want to do. Especially in the city, is they ride on a motorcycle, and the drivers are also too crazy as well. Like, probably in most cities in the world, whoever's listening to this, our city's pretty fucking bad. Yeah, so I'm back. Let's see what news story I have here for you guys today. Oh, it's pretty brutal. It's a thrill. Like, what people do. You know, usually like, oh, skydive, bungee jumping, you know. Me, personally, I think I would rather skydive than bungee jump. Not so much because of this next story. This was a bit of a freak accident at the bungee place. Basically, a woman dies in bungee jumping accident after mistaking signal and jumping with no cord. Wow. So let's get to the story. A woman plunged to her death after a bungee jump went badly wrong. Yesenia Morales, 25, leapt from a bridge without a bungee cord around her ankles after she mistakenly believed it was safe to do so. Morales was with her boyfriend, who was ahead of her in line for the jump, which was organized by the company Sky Bungee Jumping in Amaga in northern Colombia. But things took a tragic turn when Morales heard a signal telling her boyfriend it was safe to jump, but mistakenly thought it was for her. Okay, so the bungee people give him the signal to jump. She thought it was for her. So, yeah. Upon hearing the signal, she jumped from the bridge and is reported to have died of a heart attack midair. Oh, wow. So maybe not just so much splatting from the ground. She jumped and realized, oh, shit, I'm not even attached. Wow. Was she that excited to jump? Has she ever jumped before, I wonder? That's crazy. Or was she that nervous? She just panicked? Like, wow. And to die of a heart attack midair, I probably would too, to be quite honest. I always said I wanted to skydive instead of bungee jump. I don't know, bungee jump, I just think it's weird snapping from that cord. But then again, skydiving from a really high height and your parachute malfunctions, that's not good either. That'll probably give you a heart attack too before you hit the ground. Ouch. Like a really bad dream. Okay, so he added the signal was for the boyfriend to jump because he was already attached to the security equipment. They had only put the harness on her. Oh, only the harness. So she got confused and she rushed. Oh, no. Around 100 people were waiting to bungee jump off a bridge at a height around 45 meters, 148 feet. She had been the 90th person on the list and had not had the bungee cord tied around her ankles yet. Oh my God, it's brutal. So sad. She fell from a height of around 50 meters, 164 feet into a valley, and was already dead by the time the emergency services arrived on the scene. Her boyfriend raced down and attempted CPR, but he was tragically unable to revive her. She was pronounced dead on the scene. That's just not good. So like I said, news stories on here, some really fucked up shit. That's still really some really fucked up shit. Kind of sad. I prefer to take the more fun route on this podcast, but it doesn't always happen that way. He has since received treatment for shock as well as for wounds he sustained while scrambling down to find her after the devastating accident. According to local media, hospital doctors said she suffered a massive heart attack before reaching the ground. Meanwhile, the local authorities have opened an investigation after claims that two companies offering services and supplying equipment at the site were unauthorized to do so. Oh, wow. So the site that was coordinating the bungee jumps weren't really allowed to do so. for whatever reason, maybe they needed a permit, maybe they fucked up before. I don't know. In a statement, her heartbroken brother said, "My sister is a girl with all the best values, happy, spontaneous, with virtues that make her love her friends and help the people in need." So the world wa lost an extraordinary girl. I believe I also read somewhere that she was also a lawyer. So she's probably fresh out of school. She was only 25. Really excited. The bungee jump. I don't think I'd be that excited to jump. It'd probably take me, a couple of tries to get the courage up. I'm not quite sure in that situation. I haven't been in that situation before. But yeah, that's pretty brutal. So sad for her. Rest in peace. So follow the instructions, people. Next, if you go bungee jumping, just be a little more cautious. The harness doesn't always mean you're attached either. Apparently, I think that's what we can take away from that. Okay, so let's get to the next story here. Take away from that. Okay, the next story here. A man was rescued after a days-long battle with a grizzly bear at a Alaskan shack. Alaska shack. All right. Let's see. This was quite the interesting story. It's really scary too, as well. Scary as fuck. A man survived a sleepless showdown with a grizzly bear at his remote mining camp in Alaska, where the beast injured him and then relentlessly harassed him each night for several days in hopes of finishing him off. Oh wow. So each night for oh wow. So he'd come back to the shack each night, harass him, trying to eat him for food, trying to finish him off, and I guess he needs to scare him away. Let's see. The unidentified man, who's in his late 50s or early 60s, suffered a leg injury and a bruised torso from the fight with the bear. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, helicopter crews saved him. The Coast Guard officer spotted a "Help me" message scrawled on the roof of the man's small mining shack on July 16th in a chance helicopter flyover during an unrelated mission, because he's in the middle of nowhere. He's just out in the middle of the forest where the bears live, so "We don't really come across people in the middle of nowhere," said Lieutenant A.J. Hammack, told the New York Times. He was kind of struggling. When we came around, he was on his hands and knees waving a white flag. "I surrender, I surrender. This bear is keeping me up and trying to eat me every night." They set the helicopter down and discovered that the man was injured, sleep deprived, and running out of ammunition to defend himself against the bear. "He had a pistol," said helicopter pilot Lieutenant Commandant Jarrett Carbajal. He said that the bear kept coming back every night and he hadn't slept in days. Like a bad horror movie, man. The bear just keeps coming back, probably knocking on the door. The man had wrapped tape around his leg wound and appeared to be coming off an adrenaline high from his battle with the beer. The officers told the Times he had been alone in the shack outside Nome, Alaska since July 12th, working on a small mining claim in the area with no cell reception. Okay, cool. So he was like mining for gold or something out there. His friends had reported him overdue. He hadn't returned to Nome. The Coast Guard said in a news release, the helicopter crew found evidence of the struggle at the camp, including a loose door that had been torn off the shack. Yeah, so the bear would come and try to rip the door off night after night, trying to eat you. Can you imagine that? Just imagine that for a second. You're alone somewhere out in the wilderness, and this bear comes night after night trying to attack you. Wow, at some point the bear dragged him down to the river. The man only had 2 rounds left in his pistol and likely would have not survived much longer without the rescue, according to Petty Officer, spokesperson for the Coast Guard. I'd imagine you'd be a little loopy after not sleeping for so long, she told the Times. The victim was taken to the hospital and treated for his injuries, and wow, not quite sure if he's ever going to want to go out in the middle of nowhere anymore. Hey, maybe he will. He's got quite the story to tell. It'd probably also make for an awesome, scary movie. That's for sure. Jesus. All right, let's see. Our next story is... Okay, this is a little more fun, we can say. A little more fun. Also, a little more creepy and what the fuck involved. Yeah, this is a weird one. A woman breaks into a dentist's office, extracts 13 teeth, from a patient who was already under. So the patient is already on anesthetic and a woman breaks in and takes her teeth out. Decides to play dentist? Like, what the fuck? Laurel Ike, a 42-year-old woman from Nevada, was arrested on Wednesday for burglary at a Sun Valley dental clinic where she used to work. According to a statement by the local County Sheriff's Office, in a bewildering twist, Ike also apparently admitted to extracting 13 teeth from an unwilling and anesthetized patient on the earlier date. I don't know if I say that word right, but you know what I mean. She's on anesthetic. She's under. The wildest part of the story is we have no idea why she extracted the teeth or even what she did with them. Was she doing some crazy fucking witchcraft ritual with them or something? Investigators found a broken window and open door at the scene on May 3rd. According to the sheriff's office, Ike got away with a total of $22,861 in cash and checks. What? Ike was arrested on Wednesday on multiple accounts, including performing surgery on another without a license, burglary of a business, and grand larceny, according to the statement. It's difficult to find a takeaway in this sordid tale. It seems likely that the background story will be waiting for it to emerge involves some combination of social dysfunction, drugs, and yeah. So basically, this lady used to work for the dentist office, broke in, stole a bunch of money, and extracted 13 teeth from the patient. So this seems really fucking weird because, all right, first of all, if you're breaking into a dentist office to steal some money and shit, why is there a patient in there that's under and still asleep? Okay, that's a little bit weird. I don't know. I haven't really researched if this is a real story or not. So just give me 1 second. We're going to check into it. So yeah, that's what I don't understand. You had to break the window, smash in. You took the money. What? So people just watched you? They just watched you do this? Or did you do it to the patient? That's the thing. It doesn't really say much. It's some yammering about some backstory. Kind of like I'm doing right now. Some yammering. But let's see. Hold on. Burglar. I'm going to look it up. Burglar extracts. Alright. Extracts. Teeth. Let's see. Let's see if that's a real story. Can't really find much info on it, so that's weird. If I spell burglar right, that may help. Let's see, L-A-R. Yes, burglar extracts teeth. Yep, Nevada woman breaks into dentist's office and pulls 13 teeth. Okay, well, I see a bunch of headlines here. Let's see, real story. Looks like I go to Snopes. I don't think that's a fucking real website either, from what I've heard sometimes, too. We'll see. Yeah, apparently it's a real story. I guess so. That's what I'm getting here. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. I still don't understand why the person is under while there's a burglary going on. So what the fuck? There must be a backstory. Maybe it was a coworker she just threw in the chair or something. So fuck you, bitch. It's payback time. For whatever reason. All right. Let's get on to the next story here. This must be true. I mean, it's a true story that was told. So let's just see what we're getting into here. If you know me, I do like aliens a lot. I do believe they're real. I believe they're out there somewhere. There has to be something out there besides us. Like, come on. If you believe in the universe and you're not a flat earther, then your mind must be expanded to. Yeah, there's probably something out there. And it's probably smarter than we are. That's for sure. So basically, here's a story here. The next story is a time traveler claims that seven foot aliens will land on Earth in May 2022, leading to an interdimensional war with the US of A. Oh, wow. A self-proclaimed time traveler has wildly predicted that giant 7 foot aliens will land on Earth in May 2022, like I just said. TikTok user Future Time Traveler also claims that their arrival would lead to an interdimensional war with the US. Sorry, I know, I just read that headline twice. Oh, for fuck's sakes. I hate it when the articles do that. These tabloids, I tell you. The text in the video wildly claims aliens will make their first appearance on Earth next year. The exact date will be May 24th, 2022. For my time, there are many different aliens and they actually live on Earth as citizens of the future. Okay, well, they're already amongst us. I've kind of heard that claim before. The time traveler claims that the mythical creatures are called Nirons, N-I-R-O-N-S, Nirons, and will come in peace. According to his predictions, the U.S. will attack the aliens, starting an interdimensional war. Oh, yeah, because the U.S. are just going to start dropping bombs. Like, the rest of the world know what they're like when they do that. Or they're stereotyped like that, or they actually do that. Let's not get into this. A lot of my listeners are American. You know what I mean. It has been shared more than 90,000 times and received more than 2,300 likes, this claim. One TikTok user posted, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. So these wild claims, let's see. A second asked, so if you are a time traveler, why are you coming back here to tell us? Wouldn't you... telling us change the future? All it takes is one small detail. TikTok users were left fascinated by the wild assertions and started asking several questions. The time traveler doesn't believe humans will win the first interdimensional war and says people can rent superpowers. Oh, wow. So everyday citizens, once the aliens come here, we can rent superpowers. They want us to help them. I think I'd want to help them too. They seem pretty chill. All right, so it comes just days after another TikTok time traveler predicted the world's biggest earthquake will hit California in 3 years' time. Now, look, that is just probably a good prediction that anybody can make because California is on a fault line and everyone knows that another big, big one is coming because they've had other big ones before. And there's going to be a really big one that's probably going to go up to the west coast of Canada as well. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty brutal. TikTok user followforfollow.08, what a stupid name, claims the event would happen 2 years after he bizarrely claimed the largest creature in the world will be discovered. He warned his followers he should be taken seriously as he kicks off a clip explaining that he is a time traveler. According to his offbeat predictions, the first of two events we should supposedly brace ourselves for is the apparent discovery of the Sirone Crone monster next year. Clip shows a picture of under the sea and is paired with the caption 2022, the largest creature ever. The Sirone Crone is discovered. It is not made clear where this monster will be found, nor what sort of creature it was. The second prediction is simply described as 2024. The world's biggest earthquake hits San Isidro, California. Another TikTok time traveler who claims to have visited from 2582, the year 2582, says the Earth will be plunged into darkness in 5 years' time. The mysterious man made claims in a bizarre video where he has amassed over 630,000 followers. Well, quite the following he has there. Yeah, so I really don't know what's going to happen. I think these people are a little bit... yeah, I think they're a little bit out there with themselves. Do I believe time travel is possible? Yes. Do I believe most of these people admitting to time travel are a little bit crazy? Yeah, they kind of are. Could be. But hey, who knows? Who knows what the fuck is out there? So that's pretty much it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm back. And I'd better come back again so you guys can check it out. You can follow me on Instagram at SnoozeLoosePodcast. I'm not really active on those other stupid-ass social media fucking websites. Maybe I'll get a TikTok in the future. So thanks for listening. Subscribe, leave a comment, drop me a message if you have a crazy fucked-up story. I'd love to feature it. Hopefully I'll be back again soon. For now,